Welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse podcast. I'm your host, Logan Snow. This is the podcast that will make you feel better about your life. Initiate a successful thought process today, and it will help you do something great today. Hey everyone, hope you and your loved ones have all stayed safe. Welcome to season two of Your Life Could Be Worse. All right, everybody. So last season, I just wanted to show everybody how bad life could really be. I apologize for being so extreme last season. That's not what this podcast is going to be about from here on in, and that wasn't my plan from the beginning. But I was very abused from the ages of 3 or 4 until I was about 45. So you guys know the backstory. I don't have to repeat anything. And it was all done by the people I love and I trusted most. So one of the things I focused on this past year is healing through positive energy. Energy is real, and it flows in and through us all. And it's been the most amazing thing I've ever had happen to me this past year. I was pretty messed up. I really was the poor me person. But through educating myself, I've become a very positive individual, and I try not to verbalize anything negative because that just makes it real, and then you start to believe it, and that's not good. And I just, if anyone can overcome abuse and lead a successful life, you know, if I can do it, you can do it. So I just want to share my healing timeline with you. So I'm gonna start. I'm probably about 6 or 7, maybe 8 months into my healing process that I've really been serious about. And I just want to help some of you overcome your fears and abuse like I have with real healing, starting from within you. Loving yourself is one of the keys to healing, and it all starts with you, and you have to believe that you are special. There is a purpose for you. So this season I'm going to be focused on healing and thinking positive. Positivity is one of the most powerful things in our universe, along with the power of thought, faith, and confidence. One can become the most powerful figure in your life. Like, you can become that person that you want to be. You just have to do something about it. Change. And I know you've heard that and you get scared of that, but you can't do anything with your day differently if you're doing the same things. It's just not going to happen. Like, it doesn't just happen on its own. You have to make it happen. And you have the power to make it happen. You have the power to make anything happen. What if I told you all you had to do was think about good, positive, loving things and bad things would stop happening to you? Guaranteed. It will stop happening to you. Maybe you might not see it at first, but like, if you can convince yourself that you can overcome your abuse, I guarantee your life will be happier and more exciting and more passionate. Not just sexual, I mean passionate about living, passionate about doing the things that you love. Don't you remember the things that you used to love? You kind of faded away because you got older? The power of thought and a positive nature puts your mind and it puts your mind at a frequency with nature, Mother Earth, or better yet, the universe. It is known that if you learn to tune your mind into the right frequency, like, anything is possible. There are frequencies in your mind that are like radio signals. There's like a huge future with civilization, with billions of light years away. You know, our future depends on our positivity. It really does. Like, our civilization depends on our positivity. And if we keep thinking that we can't do the things that we want to do, then nothing good is going to happen out of that. You can do anything you can think of, because that's why you thought of it. I just want to say, like, I was a non-believer. I really was. Like, I heard, oh, just think positive. All that good stuff will happen. You just got to think positive. I was like, bullshit. I really was. I hated people telling me all I had to do was think positive. But I'm telling you, once I started concentrating on it every day and focusing on it, everything fell into line. Everything. You know, all I know is the more positive energy that I grow inside of me every day, the more positive I become every day, the stronger and the more powerful I feel mentally, physically. I recently started not to vocalize my negative thoughts, like I said, and it's been probably one of the hardest things that I've ever done. And I've become more polished. I'm a successful thinker. I'm more loving. I'm a more loving individual. I'm a more caring, compassionate. I just have all of these emotions that disappeared for the longest time, and I've found life again. You know, there's no doubt that living in a positive energy, it'll quickly help anyone with PTSD or triggers from your abuse. Like, I used to fly off the handle. I used to get so fucking mad and defensive of anything in my past. I don't know why. You just got to admit your past and move on. Who cares if you messed up in your past? It's what you're doing today that matters. You know, my abuse brought on so many triggers, and I had to find a better way to help myself. It was just getting worse. I was getting really bad anxiety attacks at night, and I started doing all this research on how to help myself because nothing was helping. I talked to counselors, and that was kind of helping, but not really. It was just rekindling things that I didn't know how to fix or how to get by. My love, passion, my desire, and using my mind to think outside the box about everything, that's really saved me. It's made me just more compassionate and at peace, and all with an excitement to help everybody. That's the best part about it. Like, I do have this excitement to help everyone with what I have found. This thing that I used to call bullshit that would never work, meditation, that doesn't work for me. It's because I never focused and actually really tried it. I did it a few times, but I never got it. I never got it until I was older, and that's why everybody has a purpose, and it's going to hit you at some time in your life that you need to follow up with that. Socially, we're forced into a world of fear. Fear is my new enemy that I'll never let win anymore. Unless it's needed to save my life in the moment, I don't need fear. The farther you are with your abuse taking over, the faster that you're going to heal and the more you're going to boomerang into your true self. You know, your purpose has arrived at the darkest moments of your life. I guarantee you, at the darkest moments of your life, if you focus and you think positively, there's a reason why that darkness happened in your life, and there's a reason that you need to help others with your experiences. You know, we need to let go of darkness in our life and always look at the positive and help others. In every single situation, even the death of a loved one, help others and find your purpose through your dark times. It's going to happen. That's how all the most famous and the richest people of all time have ever got by. It's their darkest time that they figured out a way to help mankind some way or another with their idea that they thought of, that they brought into the real world. And that's what's important. You know, our message to one another should be to find someone and something you love, especially that something that you love. That's something that makes you excited and interested in your life. Your job should not be something that you dread to go to work every day. It shouldn't. It should be something you love. And most of all, it should be geared towards your experiences and your skills so you can help others in this life with your expertise. It's so easy to do, and nobody's doing it. And especially through a time of pandemic and COVID, this pandemic has been so horrible to us all. take advantage with a positive light and take the worst with the best and take the best with the worst and make something out of it. What is it in this life that time flies whenever you do it? Like, every time that you do this specific thing, maybe 5 minutes felt like it went by, but it was really an hour. Or what gives you that twinkle in your eye and excitement when you talk about it? Or that should be your desire. You know, the type of job that you chase down or start your business over should be your desire, that excitement, that thing that makes you happy. Stop working for people, these zombie jobs that you're not satisfied over. Living is all about passion, and work is that too. Work should be all about passion. Passion for doing the things that we love. The most successful people in the world, they'll all agree. Everything I'm saying is true, and you just can't call it bullshit without trying it. I'm telling you, everybody needs to try positive thinking. Positive thinking will actually change your entire destiny. Think about this. Let's see. Is this statement true or false? Your destiny is laid out for you already. You're forced into a life and a job, and the job that you have because your family is proud of you. There's nothing that you can do about that to change it. Your family is proud of you, and you can't get out of this job because that's the reason you're doing it. You're not doing it for you. There's a little bit of true and false, but it's mostly false, just because you shouldn't be doing anything for anybody else in the first place. You should be doing it for you. But that statement is mostly false because you can change 100%. You can change your entire destiny with just a thought. Then follow that thought up with creating that thought and making it real, whether it be verbally or physically at first. Right now you could be doing billions of other things. Quantum physics tells us all this. There are billions of things that you could be doing right now, but it's your choice to be doing what you're doing right now this very second, listening to this podcast. You could choose one path. You have to choose that one path out of billions of choices. Even though all available paths are already made ready for you to take all at once, there are billions of outcomes of what you could be doing with your life right now because it's your choice to choose. And it's your choice to bring positive or negative thoughts into your reality. But I'll tell you what, if you bring all negative thoughts into your reality and you have nothing good to say, especially if you verbalize that, you're going to start to believe it. Your subconscious is going to force you to think about that subconsciously, and you won't even know you're doing it. You know, think of it like, think of the energy that flows in and through us all as a 9mm movie reel. You know, those tick, 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 tick movie reels. Well, those films, every click is another frame or probability that you are in the moment that you choose. But they're all probabilities. It's what you chose that is one of those. But the possibilities of what you choose are endless. It's already here. All the possibilities are here at once. It's a law of nature. Everything is already here. Especially if you can think of it and picture it in your head, that reality is already here. You just have to wait for it to get there. That's one of the only reasons why time is important in this aspect, is because by the time you get to that goal in your life, you are ready for it. And your destiny showed you it, and you chose that. You know, your whole lifeline depends on what you choose. And that's where it comes from. You can choose whether to be poor or rich or mean or nice or positive or negative. That's why if you want something in life and you can think of it and see it, don't quit. The reality is because that positive light exists right now. But the second that you quit towards that goal or that desire or that passion, that reality you want dies along with it. So just don't quit. If you believe in something and you have a passion for something and you know that you can do something, because that's the thing, confidence of you knowing that you can do something, that helps to make it real because it gives you confidence, and that's what you need, confidence to do the things that you want. Stop working for someone else and doing these zombie brain dead jobs. Do things to help someone and enjoy your job. It's so important to know that if you think of something so powerful and you can physically make it real or make it real verbally out of something of passion and excitement, they should never quit until it's reality. Your successful positive self exists just like a mean-natured you exists. It's all up to how you think about yourself. That's what it's about. Your mind, your thought, it's powerful. It creates a real energy. The power of your mind, thought, conscience, and the love of what you're doing is passionate is so much more powerful than any satellite we may have created on this planet. Our brain is already a fine-tuned, top-of-the-line radio. I mean, so to speak, it really is. Our brain is a fine-tuned radio that goes off of a higher or lower frequency depending on you. We don't want our frequencies turned down low. We want them to turn up high so we can use more of our mind and continue to be more powerful mentally, physically, and everything. You know, you turn the right positive energy into your life, and that can lead your road to a life of success. Like, positive energy will lead you to a life of success if you never quit. The road that you've been looking for your whole life is through thoughts. Think about that, everybody. All right. That's enough for today, and I'll see you on the next podcast, and I look forward to seeing everybody in a nice, happy, positive mood, and do your best to help whoever you can. All right. Your life could be worse. Have a nice day. Bye-bye now. All right. Abuse is real. Everyone can overcome their abuse and live a happy life. You might not be a great person in the history books, but you can be a great person to everyone in your life. The real way to change the world for the better is to change your world first. Be great to everyone in your life. If you like what you heard, you can head over to my website, yourlifecouldbeworse.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.